Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name's Don Kidd. I keep getting a charge on my credit card of $49.97. I called. This is nothing I want, nothing I ordered or anything else. I called last month and talked to, I believe it was a lady named Morgan. And she said, "Oh yeah, okay, no problem. You should be getting a refund of $229.85." All I got is another charge for $49.
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
95926.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Don Kidd, KIDD.
Thank you for that.
What's up?
I said thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
6 Petaluma Court, Chico, California, 95926.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you had been charged $49.97 for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, I do show where you had spoken with a representative most recently on the 29th of December, where I'm showing that the account, because it hadn't been closed prior like it should have been back in August, that they did get the account closed, and I'm showing that there were two electronic credits, one off the November 25th and December 26th charges that would have credited back to the account within 3 to 5 business days from the 29th. And I'm showing
okay. I haven't gotten those. But I've got another charge for $49.
Now I'm showing the other two charges. They did have to get a check sent out for the November and October charges of the $49.97, where they had a check that they were having to mail out because it wouldn't credit back electronically. Now, the charge that you're referencing, what date is that charge, sir?
December 26th?
Yes, sir. That was the last charge on the account from us. And when you spoke with a representative 3 days later on the 29th, that's when the credits were issued for the December and November charges that were able to credit back electronically. And the other two is when the checks they had to get sent out for.
I haven't gotten any credits.
Now, with those credits, when they were issued prior, they would have been back on the account, it looks like, by between the 3rd of January and the 7th of January.
Not according to my statement I just got.
And what's the last date for that statement?
The last December 27th.
Yes, sir. That's because it's not showing on that statement because. Because it's not showing on that statement because the call took place after that statement had ended, and when the credits were issued was after that statement had already been issued for those charges, sir, that you're referencing.
Okay. So when am I going to see these credits? I got a bill dated December 26th.
Yes, sir, and you spoke with a representative that issued the refunds on the 29th of December, sir.
Okay, so I should be getting how much in the way of refunds?
There were two that were able to get credited back electronically of $49.97, and then there was a refund check for the other two that they weren't able to credit back electronically that they were mailing out to you for the other two, $49.97.
Okay, so there'll be four $49.97s refunded
in total,
to me, right?
Yes, sir.
And when will I see these?
With the two electronic credit ones, you should have shown them back on the account between the 3rd and the 7th of January.
Okay, so the statement closed at... Let's see. No, the statement closed... I thought the statement closed as of... Anyway, I haven't gotten at those yet, so...
Well, that would,
right?
Yes, sir. But let
okay.
me also find out when exactly that check was sent out. Hold on.
Okay.
I do apologize about the wait, sir. I'm just waiting for them to message me back.
Okay.
Yeah, I do apologize. It's just running a little bit slow for them with the system for some reason. But I believe with that check, because it would have been typically the mail time to receive it, could be between 10 to 15 business days. With the check when it would have been sent out, it looks like chances are it should have either been there, been delivered, looks like this past week or this coming up week. I'm just trying to see if they can tell me exactly which date range it would be. And again, I do apologize about the way it's just taking them a little bit longer to get that answer for me, so I can tell you, sir. Thank you. Now, yes, sir, it looks like it should be delivered sometime this coming up week to your address to you.
Okay. I'll look for it. And so you are no longer charging me anything, right?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. I'll look for it and see then. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And if you would like, I can give you a reference number to reference the fact that the account is closed and those credits as well, if you would like.
Yeah.
Okay, it will be
please.
C as in cancel, 25,
mm-hmm.
86,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
04,
uh-huh.
31,
uh-huh.
And the last number is 2.
2?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I got C as in Charles, 25360431 2.
It's an 86, not 36.
Oh, 86, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good deal. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And if you have any other questions or concerns, you can feel free to call us back at any time, and we'd be more than happy to further assist you. We are a 24/7 customer support number as well, sir.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
I will. You too. Bye.